year opens Sunday and continues through Tuesday in Palm Desert, California. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming up from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish as he brings us up to date on what's going on over in Israel. Because, of course, the things that are going on in Israel are very, very close to the things that are taking place in America today. So, Barry, you bring us up to date on what's going on or whatever you want to talk about.
Sure. I mean, it was a very busy week, and I wouldn't say the things going on in Israel affect America when your financial market is dropping to half of what it was a few years ago. The whole world's going down because of America. But you knew that.
Right. Go ahead. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
I'm
going to bring up something before we get into the real stuff. You know, again, you got to just look at something unusual and start thinking. There have been three air crashes this month in New York, in Buffalo, and now in Turkish Air in Holland. All three planes lost power. In midair, they lost power. The Buffalo flight went straight down. The Turkish Air flight almost went straight down. And the New York flight, of course, was blamed on geese, which always kind of confused me, that both engines would be knocked out by geese. But nonetheless, all three air crashes, the planes lost power. And just keep that in mind. I've got no conclusion except that as coincidences go, this is remotely infinite. This is just a coincidence with three different planes in a month. But it could be still, just to drop you a hint. Well, then let's get back to our subject. I sent you a little note that's got so little notice, and it's so essential. Downtown Jerusalem, about 20% of downtown Jerusalem, is now officially Russian. Did you get the note?
No, but I didn't. I got them, but I haven't had a chance to look at them yet.
Oh, I would look at this. We spoke about this already, right. And I wrote you, and I reminded you of our previous conversation. It's now official. Members of the Russian Parliament and the Eastern Orthodox Church arrived in Jerusalem to take over territory. Not simply rent a building. You know, I mean, we're talking about a takeover. To the point where in downtown Jerusalem, to enter what is called Sergei's courtyard. It is in fact better known as the Russian compound. It's where the courthouse is, where the agriculture ministry is. It's a vital part of downtown Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, the police station is there. It's now Russian. It's now officially Russian territory. I'm not making this up, folks. It's like, I don't know, giving the Russians a piece of the Congress building or whatever you have in Washington that you don't want to give the Russians. That's what Israel just did. They handed downtown Jerusalem to Russian sovereignty. That's a pretty good story, no?
Yeah, well, why would they do that? What was the pretense? What was the justification for it?
The Russians asked them.
I see.
I mean, really. They said, we would like our old compound in downtown Jerusalem, and they agreed to it. I mean, look, no sovereign nation would do anything this stupid.
Now, basically, who was living there? Did people have homes there?
Yes, they're being thrown out. The Society for the Protection of Nature is there, and as I said, the Agriculture Ministry. It's a very important part of Jerusalem. It's now Russian.
Well, now, of course, the Vatican's been trying to get actual property.
I was going to that.
Right.
That's where I was going. The precedent now has been set.
All right, you go ahead. I didn't mean to steal your thunder,
Jerry. No, you had it right. That's exactly where I was going. Now, everyone with any property in Jerusalem and the Vatican has property, including on Mount Zion. The Dormition Abbey is the Vatican's. They've been trying to get what they call the Last Supper Room for the last 5 years. Well, now they can take it. Jerusalem gives sovereignty to foreign nations. You just ask them and they'll give you land. The precedent is so dastardly, and it's just going to be exploited. I wrote about the Russian request 12, 13 years ago. It's been a long time in the making. Now, they also have land opposite the Knesset, but even worse, the Knesset is built on Greek Orthodox land. All the Greek Orthodox Church has to do is request their land back, and you give up the Knesset. It's really a huge story.
Well, yeah, we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us sane, and most of the people think we're crazy. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, when's the last time you've heard a sovereign nation give up parts of their capital to foreign Russia? I mean, heck, who wants the Russians there? Well, we got them there. Now, we'll end that because so much happened.
But I think it's so important. I think the importance of this is, as I started out the program, Israel, Jerusalem is really the center of everything going on in the world today from my point of view. And I think it's important that we keep an eye on this. And all these little things are happening. We don't know quite how to put them together. But one day we're going to understand that this is all part of this move towards the world government. I think that the plan is to have that world government centered right there in Jerusalem. But you go ahead with the next part of the story.
Well, I've heard that before, and they've certainly got a world court in the making. They've built a Supreme Court with all the standard Freemasonic symbols, the pyramid, the all-seeing eye, the obelisk, the worth. I'm not sure about a world government, but it sure could be a world court in Jerusalem. But let's talk about a subject that we've spoken about before, and that is Netanyahu, I claimed, is not going to create a right-wing government because Netanyahu is run by the CFR, and he's going to create a centrist-left government by asking in Tzipi Livni and Ehud Barak of Labor, and there you've got a government. It has nothing to do with what the people voted, but nonetheless, something unusual is happening. Livni turned Netanyahu down Now, normally, I wouldn't think much of it. What makes this little vignette of interest is Livni turned down Netanyahu after she had two meetings. One, of course, with George Mitchell of the CFR, who is now the Middle East peacemaker. The other was Xavier Solana, who was the foreign minister of the EU. Now he just offers his invaluable advice when he decides whether Livni joins the government or not. And they told her, you do not join the Netanyahu government, and she obeyed. Again, she turned Netanyahu down after meeting Mitchell and Solana in separate meetings. You can be sure they told her, you don't join the Netanyahu government because we're going to fell the guy. He's not going to be around much longer.
All right, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but certainly people do not run their own governments any more than the Iraqis are going to run their government. We're keeping our occupation troops there indefinitely. 50,000 of them will be right back.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I understand. I guess the person is Barry Shamish. Barry, you pick up the story.
Well, the story was that Netanyahu is going to be brought down, and Livni was told to stay out of the government of Netanyahu. There's a lot of opposition to this. Her own party is shocked. Netanyahu offered her cabinet seats. Well, whatever, she had to say no because George Mitchell and Javier Solana told her to say no, that there's a coup. There is a coup on the way. Now, I don't want to get your listeners lost, but listen carefully, even if you do get lost. I can't help it. This is about the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces. Now, the chief of staff of the IDF is named General Gabi Ashkenazi. He has two advisors. His first advisor was a former IDF chief of staff and a miserable one. His name was Amnon Lipkin-Shahak. He co-signed the Geneva Initiative, which was even worse than Oslo. It was dreadful. More than that, he is politically of the labor Zionist, the worst of the left. Let's put it in language that Americans can understand, the far left. There's more to it than just being a far leftist. But let's say he is very far left. His second advisor is Uri Segui, who has been running a General Uri Segui, I add. He was once head of the IDF military intelligence branch. He's been running a one-man show to give up the Golan. For years, he's been the voice of giving up the Golan. Now, where this has led, I want you to know, the Gaza invasion was sabotaged at the top. Gabi Ashkenazi and his advisors fought a war that left Hamas stronger than ever. There have been 100 missile strikes this week. 100. Now, there was one in Ashkelon using a newfangled grad with 10 kilos of explosive. It was a very powerful explosion directly at a school. It blew up a school. Now, luckily, and I say that, there seems to be a lot of luck with Israel and these rockets. And this is where God may actually be playing a role, because if those kids were in the school, there would have been dozens dead. However, on your show, I talked about the Ashkelon PTA going on strike and refusing to send children to their schools because of the missile attacks, and nobody has strengthened the schools. And there are ways of doing it. You can actually put a missile roof over a school that will absorb the shock and so forth. These people in the PTA must have felt, well, I could say that they were vindicated, but I don't think they're taking a lot of heart in that. Hamas is back attacking Israel like nobody's business, and Israel could have put an end to Hamas when it invaded Gaza. And I'm going to say outright, at the very top of the IDF, they sabotaged the invasion. They stopped when they got nothing in return. And now Hamas has got the, they've got the initiative to just blast Israel again because they don't believe Israel is going to retaliate. And this, and I'm going to say it again, the IDF is going to fell Netanyahu. Now, the reason I say that is Netanyahu asked Gabi Ashkenazi for a plan to deal with the Iranian nuclear threat. And Gabi Ashkenazi turned him down and said that he will not create anything militarily against Iran. That's it. This is just the first stage. The IDF will be part of the coup to knock down Netanyahu. He's not going to stay in office much longer. Okay, you heard that here. Excuse me, you heard that here first time. Livni, with the help of Mitchell and Solana, did not join the government because Netanyahu is going to fall. And I guess they promised her first shot at the next government. Now, I know that was complicated. I know these are a lot of names you've never heard before. But you, when you report from Israel, you just got to do this. The IDF has been taken over by the far left. The Gaza invasion was a complete flop. Hamas is stronger than ever. 100 missiles in a week. One, a big missile knocked out an Ashkelon school. And then suddenly, in the midst of this chaos, excuse me, the IDF announces that it's got a brand new division. They're terrified that IDF bases lack the readiness for missile attacks. They're terrified that Air Force bases are going to have their runways so pockmarked with Syrian or Hezbollah missiles that they won't be functional. This department should have been at work 7 years ago, 10 years ago. It suddenly has popped up because of a very real danger that the IDF has been taken over at the very top. Now, again, this is actually very important news if you're following Israel. If you're not, all right, you get it anyways, but you probably didn't follow it.
Well, you see, Perry, there's so many things that just don't make sense. The American government is talking about giving lots of money to Hamas to rebuild the damage that was done. You know, why would we be funding Hamas before, you know, they stopped lobbing the missiles in? Why aren't we putting pressure on Egypt and just saying to the Egyptians, look, we're giving you $3 billion a year. You shut down those missiles and you do it yesterday or no more money. And with no more money, your government's probably going to topple because your money's going for the police force, secret police, to keep you in power. You do what we say. We're the Americans. We're running the world. Well, why don't our leaders do that unless they want this whole conflict over there? Everything points to the fact that this whole thing is engineered. I think the Israelis, had they really gone in and done what they should have, they could have won. They weren't allowed to win. They snatched victory out of the jaws of, defeat out of the jaws of victory. And it's like deja vu all over again. It's what happened in Lebanon. So you've got traitors in your government, but we've got traitors in our government who have a different worldview. We're going to be back in just a moment with Barry right here at Genesis.
Have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone.
Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live. The ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe active parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live. The ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, that is Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish. But before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your website.
Sure. The books and and I'm putting together a new one, but we'll talk about that some other time. They're at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. You write my name in the box that says search, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. My website is BarryChamish.com, and if you want to invite me to lecture to your group or church, or just phone this number, 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now, let's summarize what America is really up to vis-a-vis Israel. I mean, it's a terrible week. Now, first of all, you're absolutely right. There was a conference held yesterday. Today. It was held today, the Egyptian conference in Sharm el-Sheikh for Gaza. And your Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, offered $900 million to Gaza. That's almost $1 billion. What are you short of another purpose for $1 billion?
Well, we've got so much money at home. We have to go out and borrow the $900 million so we can give it to Gaza. Nothing goes on makes sense today. America's the biggest borrower in the world, and we're having to borrow money so we can give money away. What's wrong with this picture? Go right ahead.
Oh, I'll tell you what's wrong with the picture. As Clinton was in China a few days ago, and China came to Sharm el-Sheikh and also donated $900 million to Gaza. And believe me, China has no heartstrings attached to Gaza. Obviously, Clinton had to have said something very compelling to the Chinese to get them to fork over the exact same amount as America. $900 million is what they offered to give to Gaza. Between the two of them, almost $2 billion went to Gaza. Now, just understand this. When that money is put to rebuild Gaza, Israel wouldn't dare destroy American repairs. All right? America puts in $900 million. What's Israel going to do? Just not shoot at the American repairs to Gaza? That'll be the end of any armed incursion, and the rockets will just keep flying. And I think Hamas is getting a great deal of personal enthusiasm by the world, chunking in billions of dollars to rebuild it after Israel entered Gaza. The United States is going back to rebuild Gaza, taking along the Chinese, and the Saudis also offered $1 billion. Hillary Clinton is very persuasive. Whatever she says to these people must have been very powerful blackmail, because they don't want to give away $1 billion to any Gaza. But they are. Now, it gets worse. Just a few of the little items from this week. John Kerry, who I will mention also is CFR, why not? John Kerry visited Gaza. This was a week ago. And who says that Kerry can go to the headquarters of Hamas for any kind of a visit? And who else is running Gaza? Why this wasn't made into a first-class scandal that an American official visited Gaza, run by Hamas, don't ask me. But it gets worse. The leaders of Hamas, Hanaya, and all the whole gang, sent a letter to Obama, which John Kerry agreed to take to President Obama. Did you know about this letter?
No, I don't think so. Go ahead.
Go on the Internet, just look up John Kerry Hamas letter, and just keep reading. this should have been major news. It wasn't. But let's look at the other events of just this week. Well, Clinton has rehired Dennis Ross. Dennis Ross is Oslo Dennis. Dennis the Menace Ross, who brought Israel to its knees during the Oslo Accord and afterwards, is now Clinton's Iran advisor. Surely you heard of this.
Yeah, well, Chris, he comes from the Trilateral Commission. In fact, there are about five people from the Trilateral Commission, you know, in the State Department in key positions, plus Hillary's husband was a member of the Trilateral Commission. And these are the people who really want, of course, to, you know, destroy America. They really are, they're all globalists. And so whatever they're up to, you can be sure it'll be no good. But go right ahead.
Oh, it keeps on going.
Right.
Now, who is going to be Obama's chairman of the National Intelligence Council? In other words, who's going to give him his daily intelligence reports? Why, it's Charles Freeman. Now, if you don't know this wallapalooza, Charles Freeman was for many years, over a dozen, the American ambassador to Saudi Arabia. But that's nothing. For a dozen years, he was also president of the Middle East Policy Council, better known as the American Arab Affairs Council. What he has written about Israel, well, he's just said that the United States has to abandon Israel for its own interests. I'm summing it up. You go look up Charles Freeman and read it yourself. Obama is going to get, I mean, you're not just talking anti-Israel. He wants Israel gone. And that's who's going to be writing up Obama's daily intelligence reports is Charles Freeman. Now, what I've been getting are reports. I read the Israeli reports just like I was in Israel. It's almost like I haven't left. It's amazing, this Internet, what you can do without being there. You just don't have the personal contact, but you can read through it. The Defense Ministry of Israel is terrified that Obama is going to cut U.S. aid to Israel. Terrified. Now, the reason will be settlements, as usual. I mean, he'll find the usual excuse that settlements are blocking peace. He'll you know, it's really just to get Israel down on its knees. He'll find the excuses. But the real problem is both Israel and Egypt, a decade ago, received commitments of $30 billion over 10 years. That's about $3 billion a year. Both Egypt and Israel are supposed to get from the United States for making peace and this and that. Who cares anymore? If they cut that off, now I personally think they should. Don't get me wrong. I think the best thing that could ever happen to Israel is no more aid from the United States. That goes without saying. But nonetheless, the Defense Ministry is terrified that Obama is going to cut U.S. aid to Israel. Just know this, all right? Just know it. That's at the highest levels of the Israeli government. They're expecting an aid cutoff.
Well, I can understand why they're concerned about it, but the best thing, I agree with, the best thing would be to cut off aid so Israel could stand on its feet and do what it wants to, rather than being totally subservient. And the reason, of course, you know, Israel was defeated in Lebanon was because of American interference. The reason that Israel was defeated in Gaza was because of American interference.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, I'm just standing back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and we're on the last segment of this program. Barry, you picked the story up.
Well, again, this is an important issue that's, well, you've got enough news in this country. You don't need to know everything. But the powers that be are trying to get Fatah and Hamas to form a Palestinian national unity government. That's the big plan to get the Palestinians, instead of fighting each other and, well, in the case of the United States, instead of backing Fatah to start a civil war in Gaza, which is what the United States actually did, they're going to get everybody into one happy unity government. Now, before that happens, Well, there is now a prisoner swap has been agreed to by Fatah and Hamas. And Fatah was the first to release 42 Hamas prisoners from West Bank prisons before the new National Unity Government, which, by the way, I can't figure out who's going to lead the Fatah segment of this unity government, because Mahmoud Abbas, in theory, was supposed to resign in January. No one has taken his place, and as far as anyone knows, he's resigned. All right? There is no leader of Fatah. But this is what they're pushing, and Fatah released 42 Hamas prisoners, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, which, by the way, is amusing. Instead of Israel giving up 1,000 prisoners from Hamas, Fatah is giving up prisoners of Hamas. There is an irony in there. I'm not sure what it is, but that's what happens. Now, a point that I'm going to make now, in a way, it's more personal, but it paints a picture of what's going on in Israel. There was a poll taken earlier this week, and the results are going to surprise you. 30% Israelis feel less personal safety by 30% more than last year, which is, you know, one-third of those polled feel less secure in their country than the year before, which is, by any standards, an amazing phenomenon. But the reason is not the Arabs. It's not terrorism. The reason is Jewish criminals. That's what the reason is. Now, this report touched on all kinds of explanations and subjects, but the one from Kfar Saba is something that I related to personally, and I know something about. Kfar Saba is on the border of the new Palestinian whatever it is. It used to be a wonderful suburb, really a nice place to live. It's now, it's a nest of mafia. That's what it's a mafia nest. Now, in Kfar Saba, the people of Kfar Saba have their local newspaper. Well, that local newspaper has been the subject of tremendous intimidations. The editor and an associate editor had their cars torched. This is Israel. This is not supposed to happen. Their cars were torched. Now, there is a coffee shop. There's a beautiful park in Kfar Saba where I sold books, and I had really very memorable meetings with secular Israel. And they treated me well, by the way, not just the religious. I went to Kfar Saba with my son 1 year, put the old table down, and the secular left spoke to me about the corruption they knew about. And some of it has appeared in my books. More to the point, there was a little coffee shop in this park. It was called Can Cafe, which means the coffee pot. And we would sit down there, and they would tell me things. Well, my son sold my books. I would interview people. By the way, they were military people. They were young officers of the military who gave me actually very good information. Well, the old Can Cafe coffee shop is a victim of strong arm techniques, because apparently every business in Kfar Saba is being leaned on by the local hoods. And if you don't play ball with them and pay the protection money, well, the Can Can coffee shop, in front of their neighbors, the two owners had grenades thrown at their homes. And these are apartments. And they've decided that they're going to close their coffee shop instead of giving in to the mafia's strong-arm techniques. Grenades in the middle of Kvarsava.
Barry, we're out of time, but I think we're going to see increasing chaos and this sort of activity all throughout the world. It's in Mexico now. It's in Israel. I expect it'll be here before long. Anyway, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Thursday.
Right.
Yes, we got you.
Thanks.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye. This is the time that I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and of course we do hope that many of you out there, if you can, will agree to support Radio Liberty. I know a lot of people are having problems and can't, but if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we want to try to put things into a spiritual perspective. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should. And, of course, you should hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus that goes with that, and the talk on the planned police state and the syllabus and the information on concentration camps, either the four-tape set or the DVD or the material, or we suggest the concentration camp special, important information for times like these. But then, of course, we hope that many of you will give a serious consideration to getting the DVDs, The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone. And, of course, there are five in each part. There are 10 DVDs, part one, part two. We're getting both together at a reduced cost. We also have Pastor